We are here tonight in Walla Walla, which is wheat country and wine country. Agriculture is both a tradition and the future of this valley. Lisa, you have said that if elected, you want to be a voice for our farmers and ranchers, and that you would put their interest over your party's. What specifically are your priorities with regard to agriculture in this district, and how do you plan to represent and protect our agricultural economy?
Well, as I mentioned, first of all, we need a farm bill, and a bipartisan farm bill should not be that difficult to achieve. We've always had one before. And that farm bill needs to include the important safety net for farmers, as well as conservation programs. I think it needs to preserve and protect our anti-hunger nutrition programs. And we need research. Went on field tours with WSU and research on falling numbers problems and other problems related to climate that is affecting our farm economy is something that we could be a national leader on with a significant investment in agricultural research. And as I mentioned before, serving on the Agricultural Committee, I would work with other members of Congress, Democrat and Republican, especially in the Northwest, given the importance of trade to our economy.
Thank you. Your rebuttal.
2 years ago, farmers were very concerned about record regulations that were coming out of Washington, D.C., and that really threatened their ability, whether it was the waters of the USA or regulations on farm labor. Today, we are moving forward with a robust farm economy. And I worked with the Japanese flour mill operators, with the wheat growers, to get an intent to ensure that we could sell our wheat to Japan. For the farm bill, my priorities of crop insurance research are reflected, and we will get that farm bill done by the end of the year.
Thank you. Your question regarding agriculture. A healthy agricultural economy depends on healthy ecosystems. President Trump's administration continues to roll back environmental protections on everything from water, CO2 and methane, coal mining, and other fossil fuel protections. In your view, do the economic benefits derived from the rollback of these protections outweigh the damage to our environment?
The Trump administration is not doing anything to roll back the regulations that are going to hurt the environment. They are not lowering environmental standards. They are going to make sure that those standards are in place. But too often what happens is that it is somebody in Washington, D.C., in a cubicle somewhere, that thinks that they know better what's best for Walla Walla and the Walla Walla Valley or for Washington State than the people that actually live here. We absolutely agree. We must have clean air and clean water, but it can be done locally better. The Walla Walla Way, what this community has done with the Walla Walla watershed is a really model for the rest of the country, and it's diverse stakeholders coming together to decide what is best. How do we ensure that other needs on the presented. And we need to focus on results, not just pushing paperwork to satisfy some bureaucrat in Washington, D.C.
Thank you. Your rebuttal.
The Trump administration is rolling back protections on clean water and is rolling back the Clean Power Plan. We here in Eastern Washington have so much to gain from moving forward with a clean energy economy. It will be, and we have it, water, solar, wind power. We can help lead the way in the country, and instead we have a Congress that isn't understanding the threat that is posed by this return to a doubling down on a fossil fuel-based economy.